I feel like falling in love. I'm in the mood to fuck something up.
Tonight I'm fucking something up.
I need some drink in my cup.
I need a drink.
Hey, I'm in the mood to fuck something up.
I'm in the mood to fuck something up.
I wanna go missing. I need a prescription. I wanna go higher. Can I sit on top of you?
Ooh, la, la,
I wanna
la,
go
la,
where nobody's been.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am 24. This is my podcast, 24's podcast, late night for the Super Bowl. Oh, wait, hold on. This is one of the best parts of the song. All right, sorry, I'm a little bit tired. Did 2-a-days today. Decided, you know what? I'm fat as fuck. Time to get my fucking fat, disgusting ass up. So I decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to run 2 miles today. Going to lift some weights as well. Did it back to back too, by the way. I'm a savage. I'm a psychopath. I'm back. But the Super Bowl is also back. Tomorrow, technically today, we'll cast that here in 12 plus hours. But first, a full-on reaction to the Grammys. Taylor Swift absolutely sweeping everything. Grammy performances, as well as Kanye West's newest album, Vultures, that just got dropped randomly today because, of course, Kanye West is just insane. And we'll talk about all of that, ladies and gentlemen, right here. 24's podcast.
I'm in the mood to fuck something up.
We gon' fuck up the night.
Sonic, sexy, erotic on my body. Boy, you got it. Hit them drolics while I ride it. Got me acting hella thotty. So excited, so exotic. I'm a season.
What just happened? Why did my music stop?
There
we go.
Squeeze it, don't let it go. Tease it, no self-control. Can't wait to come out and play.
Ooh, yeah, you.
Come and cup it, baby. While I bust it for you, baby. Anywhere, anytime, I don't mind. Yeah, for you.
Cuff it, Beyonce. Cuffing it! I'm cuffing it! Love Beyonce. Who doesn't love Beyonce? Great artist, great song. Man, oh man. I was reading Words of Radiance, the Brandon Sanderson book. I got a lot of homework to do tonight as well. Maybe not a lot. I just have to write a paper, you know, I don't even know when. I gotta rewrite another paper. I got a lot of stuff to do before the Super Bowl. And I also have to do normal homework as well. I'm swamped, absolutely swamped, but got some stuff to talk about today. Hopefully it's a short podcast, kind of a reaction to the Grammys. And then again, weirdly enough, Kanye West just released an album. I can't figure out what's going on with Kanye West, and we'll start with there. Okay, Kanye West, known, and I cannot believe the words are coming out of my mouth when it comes to this guy. Known Nazi, he literally went on Alex Jones's podcast and said, I love Hitler, and also said, now what, loves the Nazis, hates the Jews, weird human being. And I was watching the Cat Williams podcast and with Shannon Sharp, and I thought the content was hilarious. But we also have to get back to reality, right? When Cat Williams said, I don't understand why we're just, this is essentially what he was trying to say, but did a poor job of it. He said, like, I don't understand why we're judging somebody with mental health issues. Well, the reason why everyone is judging Kanye West with mental health issues is that having mental health issues does not make you a Nazi. That is not something that is synonymous with having issues with mental health. That is a cop-out. That is an escape for somebody who has mental health, who does not choose to deal with said issues, and then does the worst thing you can possibly do in your entire life, and that's become a Nazi. I mean, I literally have no idea what is worse than becoming a Nazi. And to be honest with you, I kind of don't want to find out. But known Nazi sympathizer sass Nazi himself, Kanye West, came out with an album called Vultures, but hold on, wait a minute. The album is now not on Apple Music, or it is on Apple Music, and then it got pulled out. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on with it. I have not listened to a single lick of it, a single drop of it, because I didn't really know where to get it. Now I have an idea. I mean, I have it right now, and there's some features on it. I'll listen to it. We'll react to it, and yeah, that's pretty much it. As I'm watching Adult Swim as well. What is this? Ninja Kamui? After his family was brutally attacked by a gang of masked assailants, Joe Hegan is approached by FBI agents. What the fuck is this? What is this? I gotta get back into anime, but I'm reading way too many books. Ninja Kamui. I'm watching Adult Swim right now because it's just like, why not? God damn! This dude is whooping ass right now! Jesus fucking Christ. Hold on, wait a second now. And apparently, the first episode... Don't tell me the first episode came out. Oh, it's an English network, so it's an English anime, right? Is it an anime? Is it a... I don't know what it is. It looks pretty dope. It's on Hulu, though. Why is it on Hulu? I mean, I'm not gonna watch it because it's on Hulu. I watch all my anime on Crunchyroll. I feel conflicted about it. God damn it. This dude gets his ass whooped. He gets decapitated. They're taking a picture of his decapitated body. Jesus Christ. Sorry. Anyways, before we get into the Grammys, we'll just listen to the Kanye West album, and then I'll talk about Midnights and Taylor Swift and all that good stuff. So this is Stars. What's the song that he stole? What's the song that he... like sampled Ozzy Osbourne's War Pigs, and Ozzy Osbourne was like, I did not consent to this, and Kanye West did it anyways, and Ozzy Osbourne obviously is not happy about it at all. But we'll listen to the first track, because I don't know where I'm going with this. This literally just came out today. Kanye West, Stars, Vultures, Volume 1, because like Donda, he's going to make multiple different editions of this. Stars, Kanye West, Vultures, Volume 1. Here we go.
You already know what I'm on. Tell them no way to fund me. Pulling up drop top Porsche. Just that glory. I'ma come through and just black out. Black out. Keep a few juice on the staff now. I cash out. We finna go where the stars at. And beyond that. This that rip up the contract. Fuck all that. I ain't gotta ask nobody. Plug top shorty. Listen when I back it up for me. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Stars, I think that was a fine introduction to the album. Fuck Some, spelled F-U-K-S-U-M-N. Kanye West featuring Playboi Carti and Travis Scott. Let me try and find. I'm trying to find one song on Twitter. People were like fucking just gassed up about Kanye West and one of his songs on Twitter today. I'm trying to find it. Where is it? Where is it? I'm trying to find the song that like everybody went bananas for today. I think I know what it is. It's one of them. Hold on. Carnival is apparently one of them. Paid. Carnival and Paid. So we'll listen to Carnival. Where is it? Okay. Here's Carnival. Kanye West, Vultures. Carnival, what's the other one? Paid? Okay, we'll listen to both.
Go, 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 go. As soon as you see on the rules, you ride me like carnival. I don't mean the impossible. Go, 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 go. As soon as you see on the rules, you ride me like carnival. I don't mean the impossible.
Oh, this is it.
This the Game of Thrones. Easy not to close. Elon with my rocket ship. It's time to go home. They served us the part since the day we was born. Anybody pissed off? Gotta make a drink to yard. Now I'm Jay Kelly, bitch. Now I'm Bill Cosby, bitch. Now I'm Puff Daddy Rich. That's me, too me rich. First she said she said I did. Then she said she ain't said I did. She gon' take it up the ass. Like a ventriloquist, I mean since Taylor Swift, since I had the rolling on the wrist, I'm the new Jesus, bitch, I turn water to Chris, this for what they did to Chris, they can't do shit with this, got my kids in a fake school, we ain't, go, 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 it's a good,
I gotta pause, so many of these bars are fucking whack. I was like, I saw Kai Cenat reacting to this today. And I was like, this is what Kai Cenat was reacting to today? This was it? He was like going crazy in a car or something like that. I was, again, on Twitter. And I was like, bro, this is it? This is it? Like, there's so much that's wrong with his bars. Let me, and I'll break it down. I'll break it down before continuing. What is it? I haven't even listened to the rest of the song. Or is it? Da-da-da-da-da. Hold on. Where is it? It's the second verse, I guess. Right? But he just, like, starts with just these, like... Where is it? Where's the bar where... Like, I'm trying to find it on Genius right now. Where he just says, like, the dumbest fucking... He just says, like, the dumbest shit ever. Am I at the end of this song? I think I am. Hold on. Why is it not on Genius? He had like 9 million different like whack bars. And I'm trying to find them. Hold on. I'm so tired. Hold on, let me play a little bit more while I'm just trying to look this up.
She ride dick like a carnival. Been over having flashbacks, she gon' heat me up like a carnival. It's the way I pop my shit, the host not ready. I'm going barnacles.
Okay, so this is it. I got it. Oh god, I'm so tired. Why does he do this to me, man? You know what? Kanye, you know what I want you to do? If you're not going to make, like, college graduation or whatever, like, make something like this. You know, before you became an anti-Semite, before you... Before you had beef with, like, every motherfucker, you know, or whatever. Before you had beef with, like, all of your friends, you know. Now it's, like, first it was, like, you had issues with Kid Cudi. Then you didn't have issues with Kid Cudi. Kid Cudi had to, like, Kid Cudi left Lollapalooza or something like that after having some shit thrown at him. And then somebody brought you on stage to perform one of the tracks off of Kid See Ghost. It's just, oh, gosh.
I can still be alive.
Just so annoying.
I can still feel love. Feel love.
We not worried about no other niggas. We the mother niggas. You bust down a rollie, I bust down a brick. Then I flood a nigga. I am not to be compared to you rappers. Easy does it, nigga. I am more easy, you trying your best to become me, nigga. She like them bottles with bubbles in it. Buy her Loewe and other linen. Why would I wait when there's other women? Why would I hate we in love with winning? Ooh! Buy her bundles, fly her out. Bring a friend, I try her out. Ain't no...
You get it, it's Kid See Ghost. It's a great album, right? But I'm like, I'm watching fucking people react. It's like, do people not have good taste in music? The answer is yes, they do not. And I've seen motherfuckers go apeshit for Carnival, and I'm like, you guys are fucking bumping these whack-ass motherfucking bars, bro? I saw Kai bumping this album in his whip, in his car today. I was like, what the fuck? I'm trying to find the tweet. And he's like jamming along. He's vibing along to it. Like, I mean, Kanye West is fucking spitting some fucking dope shit. I'm trying to find his reaction to it. Hold on. What the fuck is it? If I don't get it, I'll give you my reasons why. I'm like, bro, these bars are fucking whack as fuck. So fucking whack. Alright. I can't find it, and I've been scrolling for a long ass fucking time, so I ain't gonna find it. All right. Third verse, I have just so many fucking problems with. I mean, it's some of this. Some, like, some shit just doesn't really make sense, and I kind of hope that, like, some of this shit is just, I really hope, like, I don't know what he means by it. I hope that it does not mean what he is implying. So the bars, what is it? What is it? Now I'm Ye Kelly, bitch. Now I'm Bill Cosby, bitch. Now I'm Puff Daddy, bitch. That's hashtag me too rich. Why she say she sucked my dick? Then she say she ain't sucked my dick. Then she say she ain't sucked my dick. She gonna take it up the ass like a ventriloquist. I mean, since Taylor Swift, since I had the rollie on the wrist, I'm the new Jesus, bitch. I turned water to Christ. This what they do to Chris. They can't do shit with this. Got my kids in a fake school, ha, we ain't. And then the chorus plays. I was like, this is what people, when this verse dropped, I was like, this is what motherfuckers are bumping? This is what people are jamming to? So first and foremost, right? And that's like part of the bar. The main problem for me is, like, these two bars where he's talking about, like, being Bill Cosby and being Puff Daddy and all this good stuff and or all that bad stuff. And I was like, bro, do you realize how bad, like, Bill Cosby is? Like, Bill Cosby should be in prison. Puff Daddy, a.k.a. Diddy, or what, I forgot his real name. But he's, like, he's gotten divorced over allegations of, like, assaulting his wife and stuff like that. And, like, he thinks, these aren't good bars. Like, literally, these are not good bars when it comes to, like, the lyricism, when it comes to the rhyme scheme, and when it comes to, like, the theme that he's trying to hit on. It's like, you want to be fucking Bill Cosby out here fucking assaulting women? Really? That's who you want to be? Let me show you who you should be. Let me show you who you should be. Give me like 2 seconds. For some weird reason, I didn't get the song that I wanted. This is who you should be. Yo, G. This is the motherfucker you should be. This is who you should be, Kanye West.
I spit it through the wire, man.
Oh my god.
There's too much stuff on my heart right now, man.
This was the shit people were bumping! Right now. Pause. Pause of music. This song, Carnival, was the shit that, like, I feel like some of the shit from Kanye West is, like, some of the reactions are starting to become a little bit performative. This is not a good song. And especially this bar about Bill Cosby is not a good song. Like, does not add to that. I can't. Paid is the other song that people were saying. Sorry for the quality. I can't find better quality. Like, this is the only place where I can find it. So, Paid coming up next. I'm going to read, please do not have whack ass bars in them. fuck am I listening to? What the fuck is going on? What is going on? What is going on? Why are people saying this is a good album? The two songs that people are juiced up on, what? I'll have you listen to what I'm listening to again. What is this? What? You know what I've been listening to? You know, I don't like to compare Kanye West to a lot of artists to the Beatles. Sorry for the squeaking of the microphone. I don't like to compare, I've been listening to the Beatles nonstop for 3 months, okay, after my grandmother died. I don't need to get into it. I've been listening to them for 3 months straight. They provide a unique contrast between, artists that are good and artists that are not good, right? Now, some people are going to be like, they don't make music like they made it back in the 60s or whatever. And it's just you have no appreciation for music if you cannot appreciate good modern music. Billie Eilish, Olivia Rodrigo. I think they're two of the top stars, pop stars, currently making music right now. They're fantastic. They're great. But I'm watching this new anime TV show. This dude is going fucking crazy. He's decapitating ninjas. He's got one dude's half fucking cocked up katana. He's fucking stabbing three people. I gotta check this anime out. He's doing ninja hand signs. He's doing hand signs. Like he's Naruto. Damn. Shit, I gotta watch this anime. Is it? I gotta figure out when the new episode is coming on. I was like, damn. Let me check this thing out. I gotta record this. Make sure I got it on deck. This dude is going fucking crazy. Slicing dudes' heads off. Anyway, sorry. Even going back to Cuff It by Beyonce, right? Just a very awesome, it's one of my favorite songs. It may go down as one of my favorite of all time, I'm not going to lie to you. Super well produced, very, very well performed by Beyonce. It is, to me, a perfect song, right? Just such a perfect song. It really is. And I listen to just even the start of it, right? She has this theme going on. She's like, I want to go back to dance hall music, and I'm going to do amazing things with it. I feel like listening to it again. It doesn't get old. It never gets old. Because it's a great fucking song. The intro, the chorus, the verses, the melodies. Oh my god. It's so fantastic. Turn up Beyonce, please. Turn her up. I wanna go higher. Can I sit on top of you? I wanna go where nobody's been. Hey, contrast that to this by Kanye West. Do you write down the things you was up running plays? You ain't running with the strays no more. Action. You don't have to put on. Yeah, I got that shit on. Give me some spin on. Action. You don't have to reset with the red light. I got the pump of the shuffle in the headlights. This is the shit that people are bumping? You motherfuckers are bumping Carnival and Paid.
Give me a fucking break. Give me a fucking break. What the fuck, man? Holy shit. Oh, gosh. Unbe-fucking-leavable. I don't want to listen to another song. You know why I don't want to listen to another fucking song? We've listened to three. I don't like Kanye West. To be honest with you, could barely stand the intro of him. I hate his fans. I fucking hate him. I don't know. I hate his fans almost as much as I hate Nicki Minaj fans, to be honest with you. Like, the insanity that has gone on today. And I was like, here's Kai listening to Carnival. Carnival was this song. Here's him listening to this song. Like, he's smiling during the track, and I'm like, Kai, this isn't that good of a track. What the fuck am I, what the fuck is going on here?
A long ass song.
Like, it's midnight. He's nodding his head to the beat like he's saying some dope shit. I'm like, no, this is just shit, bro. This just isn't very good.
Man.
God. Damn it. Shit.
Oh, my God. This music makes me sad. Back to what I was saying. I don't like Kanye West a person. I don't like his fans. I don't like the overreaction to his shitty fucking music, to his mediocre music now. I can't fucking stand it, to be honest with you. This shit fucking makes me sad to see a once great artist, like, once again, sink worse and worse and worse into, like, weird fucking shit that I gotta listen to. He doesn't fucking, like, I just don't fucking get what I'm listening to right now, you know? I don't fucking get it. And worse yet, I don't like that people are just like, yep, this is a great album, he's back, this and that and the third, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, man. Can the motherfucker come out with good music before people just start fucking gassing him up, man? I'm just so annoyed with this guy. Just so annoyed. Oh my gosh. That was Kanye West, whatever that was, the Vultures. That was it. Yeah, that was Kanye West Vultures. Man, I have nothing to say about that album. Another album going down the fucking shitter. And that one of the songs, I think it was Carnival, that he sampled War Pigs on, and I was just like, absolutely didn't need to sample War Pigs on it. There's another song where he sampled another artist who, her estate, so this artist had passed, her estate was like, we did not clear him to use our sample. He had someone else sing it or some AI perform it or whatever, but we didn't clear that sample. So we'll kind of see what happens there. Obviously, I mean, just, man, you know what? I made an analogy, or I made a comparison, or I really said a statement. I said that I've been listening to the Beatles nonstop, and it's like you get a really good appreciation for good music. And again, like a lot of like Beatles fans, like old Beatles fans, are kind of obnoxious because they cannot appreciate like good music. Right? Good contemporary music. They're like, the Beatles are the best. They've always been the best, et cetera, et cetera. And it's just like, okay, sure, fine. But your inability to not appreciate contemporary artists, to me, does a disservice to the Beatles. Because the Beatles inspired a lot of these contemporary artists to perform and make music. And your inability to see their art and their like the good in their art and the quality of their art is to me very short-sighted. I was listening to a specific song by T-Pain, or technically it's a cover of T-Pain. It's ironic because it's a cover of War Pigs, and Black Sabbath, Black Sabbath's lead singer Ozzy Osbourne was like, yeah, this is an awesome cover. And rather than listen to Carnival, and this is what I'm talking about, right? Like, I hate covers. I've been listening to covers of Oh Darling for the last couple of weeks because the only thing that's essentially been that I've been listening to on YouTube Music is Beatles tracks and Beatles songs and stuff like that. So YouTube is like, we'll just fucking shove a bunch of a bunch of covers down his fucking throat because this is what he's been listening to for the last 2 months. And some covers are great, and some covers are good, some covers are really, really bad. The ones that are bad are ones that usually reinterpret the song in favor for the artist that's singing it, and not really, like, keeping in line with the song while also adding your own spin on it. I think T-Pain does that very, very well. Here's War Pigs, T-Pain, on the album On Top of the Covers. Right, I mean, it's a fucking awesome cover, and as somebody who's been listening to, can we play some T-Pain, please? Again, as somebody who's like listened to a lot of covers over the last couple of months, a lot of people have made a lot of mistakes, but T-Pain continues to impress me as an artist. Over and over and over again. I'm tired. I'm trying to come up with the words. Great song, obviously, by Black Sabbath. But a really great cover. And I'm kind of... Prince said something interesting about covers. He's like, I don't think anyone should really make covers of artists. And I kind of agree with him for the most part. I agree with him in the sense of, like, most artists cannot either add something to the song or improve the song, or really do the song justice, or capture the artistic expression that the song tries to imply. I agree with him on all fronts. And I agree that for the most part, most artists cannot recreate some magic, or the same magic. But T-Pain does a great job here. And it's just so annoying that Kanye West just fucking sampled War Pigs. Fucking disgraceful. On that shitty fucking song, Carnival, too. Gosh, such a fucking joke.
Anyways, let's talk about the Grammys here a little bit. I'm just so worn out from Kanye West. I mean, I'm worn out, not just from Kanye West, I'm worn out from the day, too. I just, again, I went for a 2-mile run, absolutely crushed it, absolutely killed it, and now I'm just tired. And it's like, I want to go to sleep. I'm like, I want to go to sleep. I'll say this about the Grammys. The Grammys were awesome when it comes to entertainment, when it came to the performances. Travis Scott had a shitty fucking performance. My God. That was the worst performance of the night, the Travis Scott one. I have no idea what he was going for. Whatever he was going for, it was god-awful. It was terrible. Out of all the performances, there are some awesome performances, but Jesus fucking Christ, that Travis Scott one was just diabolically horrible. But overall with the Grammys, I kind of know the rub when it comes to the Grammys. It's like if Taylor Swift is nominated, she's probably going to win, you know, like it's just that simple. I can go on and on and on about my displeasure with Midnights until I'm blue in the face. And I am a huge Taylor Swift fan. I think she is a fantastic songwriter. I mean, as much as I will say this, right? I will separate the art from the artist, right? I will separate a bad artist from their very, very good music. Or not a bad artist, excuse me, but a bad person from the very, very good music. Like Michael Jackson is a perfect example. Terrible person. And Kanye West, right? Terrible people, awesome artists, except for whatever Kanye West just put out. But kind of in that same vein, I think to some degree, and my mistake about watching the Grammys this Sunday is that I was happy for Taylor Swift, the person, and I kind of was like, I don't really mind her winning Grammys, and it's just like, let me reel that shit in, because even though I like the person, and I like her music, and I like the talent, I do not like her winning 2 Grammys on Sunday over a bevy of different albums that were just better than hers. And the same thing kind of goes and flows with Miley Cyrus's as well. I like Miley a lot, but I feel out of a lot of the albums that were released, or not even released, but were nominated, I just feel that Guts was probably the best, right? I mean, Flowers won Record of the Year by Miley Cyrus, which I guess is all right. I mean, maybe you could say, for example, the What Was I Made For song by Billie Eilish, which that won a Grammy. That was awesome, by the way. That was amazing. Maybe you could, like, I didn't really listen to a lot of the other nominees, ironically enough. But, like, maybe one of the other nominees deserve to win it. But it's just, sure, we can roll with Miley Cyrus. I loved Vampire as well. Anti-Hero got nominated, which that was a surprise. I liked Kill Bill. You could have given it to Kill Bill, but they gave it to Miley Cyrus, but okay. Album of the Year was a fucking disgrace, especially upon further reflection. It's like the longer, I mean, Midnights is just, it is a average to below average album. It's nowhere close to the pace of Taylor Swift's albums when it comes to her discography. I was literally listening to Speak Now this week. There's some bops on it. There's some great tracks on it. I mean, hold on. I'll play you some tracks off of Speak Now and off of Midnight. So let me show you the dichotomy of it, right? Because there's some really, really good tracks. Sorry. There's some really, really fucking good tracks off of the song. Why not? Why not play Mine? Here we go. Mine. Taylor Swift. Hold on. My bad. Hold on. I gotta unmute my computer audio. Here we go. Mine. Taylor Swift.
College, working part-time, waiting tables, left a small town, never looked back. I was a flight risk with a fear of falling, wondering why we bother with love if it never lasts. I say, can you believe it? As we're lying on the couch, the moment I can see it, yes, yes, I can see it now. You remember we were sitting there by the water. You put your arm around me for the first time. You made a rebel of a careless man's careful daughter. You are the best thing that's ever been mine.
Some nice little guitar strings, heavy guitar strings, excuse me. Some nice backup singers to help her on the chorus. There's some really, really good guitar riffs in this song as well. It's just like, it's a nice, full, complete song. You know, it's just, it feels nice. Feels right. I mean, Enchanted is an awesome track as well. It's just, to me, Speak Now, Taylor Swift's version, is a really, really awesome album. It's a fun album. It's a good album. It's really good. Is it great? I don't think so. But it's really good. It's fun. It's awesome. It's great. Or it's good. Not great. But then it's just like Midnights, right? Midnights has some bops on it. It does. I like parts of Midnights, but I don't like the album as a whole. As I'm trying to like find it. Here we go. But it's like Midnights has like the opening track, Lavender Haze is great, love it. Anti-Hero, love it. And then that's kind of it, right? Like, subjectively. Or objectively, excuse me. But it's like, I mean, I liked Bejeweled, Mastermind, I liked kind of the theme of it. But like, out of all of her albums that I've listened to as like this new fan who has had this renaissance with Taylor Swift recently because of Folklore and Evermore, I'm like, there hasn't really been an album that has hit those highs for me as just somebody who likes music. And it's kind of sad because I want her to hit those highs with Folklore and Evermore, and she has not gotten back to those highs. Now, with new music, by the way, right? With new music. Her old music is really, really good. But I don't think it's as great as those two albums. Like, I'll listen to those two albums, and I'm like, fuck. Those two albums were fucking awesome. And I just wish that she would maybe go back to that style of music, to that indie pop. But she may not. But she was in quarantine. It's like she may not even be in the mindset for it. I don't think she was. But there's that new album that's coming out, The Tortured Poets Department, I think that's what it's called now. And that to me is interesting. She's been working on this album for 2 years, apparently. I don't know how this girl's a psychopath. I mean, this girl fucking puts out music. Like, I don't know how she fucking puts out music. Apparently, she was making The Tortured Poets Department, which is the new album that she announced during the Grammys, as she is winning a Grammy, by the way, subtle flex, but, or not so subtle flex, actually. But, I don't know how this fucking girl does it. She's literally making an album while she's on tour, apparently, after she made Midnights, and it's called The Tortured Poets Department, and I'm hoping that it's kind of more of a return to form for her. I really do, because I do like her as an artist a lot. And I have a really deep appreciation for her musically, whether it comes to the melodies that she's putting out or the lyricism as well. I mean, there's just so much good stuff. If you really delve and dive deep into her discography, into her music, there's some really, really supreme stuff in there that, as like a fan of music, you'll be like, huh, that's really, really fun. That's really good. Midnight's has some good tracks on it, but overall as an album, and even as like a concept album of stories, like the reason why I was so excited for Midnights and then so disappointed was that Midnights was apparently songs that she released, or not released, but she wrote
while she had sleepless nights. And I thought that they were going to be like stories about dreams and nightmares or whatever, and they kind of aren't. And it's like Lavender Haze is this really, really fun. I mean, I'll play it for you. Hell, I don't have anything to hide. I'll play Lavender Haze. I love Lavender Haze. Who doesn't love Lavender Haze? It's a great fucking song. It is. I love Lavender Haze. I mean, it's a fucking really, really fun, awesome song. I love it. I love Lavender Haze. Antihero. I was like, how does it go again? I was like, dun, 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 dun. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. I love that song. But it's like beyond that, there wasn't really a lot of great, unfortunately. And I do consider like, especially Antihero to be a great song. But it's just the rest of her album is just not. It's just not. Man. Burns me up. Really does. But she's coming out with a new album. I'm excited for it. I mean, I'm always excited for it. Unironically enough, I haven't pre-ordered my copy of it just because it's just like... just because it's just I'm waiting. I'm waiting to see if she comes out with anything else. She will come out with something else. She will come out with something else. I'm just waiting for it. Also, I got a side note. I have been fucking waiting for goddamn months for this this fucking Persona Dancing All Night vinyl. And I haven't even, it hasn't shipped out yet. And they're like, we're gonna give it to people. And then they have... IM 8-Bit has the audacity to release more vinyl, more Persona-related vinyl, and they haven't even fucking gotten me the first one. And they were like, we're going to release the first vinyl that you ordered over a year ago. We're going to release it soon. It's coming. Don't worry. And I thought it was going to be released in January. Fucking Cleo Soul and her, like, team of people that take forever to ship out vinyl, even they shipped out their vinyl before... I got my vinyl from fucking IM8-Bit. It's like, what is going on over there? I don't get it.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my gosh. I'm tired, sorry. Anyways. Taylor Swift, I feel like kinda went to the Grammys and committed highway robbery, or technically the Grammys did that to themselves. Song of the year was What Was I Made For by Billie Eilish. I think that's fine. You know, according to the nominees, I love Billie. And I thought, maybe I'm biased because I watched the film, the Barbie movie, and I loved it. And I love the way that they used Billie Eilish's song in the film. So maybe that's just kind of it. But I love the song. I love the song. But that one, Song of the Year, which I was fine with. New artist was Victoria Monet, which, all right, fine. I thought it was going to be Ice Spice, if I'm 100% honest with you, or Jelly Roll or Coco Jones. But hey, Victoria Monet, congratulations to her. Jack Antonoff won Producer of the Year. Songwriter of the Year went to, who did it go to? Just so many credits on so many different songs. That's just like, it's just, I don't know. Theron Thomas, I think, won it. Oh, gosh. He made a lot of songs. Or was it? There was, like, controversy around, like, what, who won, like, Hip Hop of the Year or Hip Hop Album of the Year. I'm trying to, like, find it. But the Grammys page is god-awful. Hold on. Here it is. I mean, it's slow as fuck. It really is. I have no idea why it's this fucking slow. Here we go. I'm on, like, the hip-hop page. I didn't have a dog in the fight. I really didn't. It was just, I gotta get off of this fucking website. This website fucking sucks. My God. Hold on. Like, any other fucking website besides the Grammys. It's just so goddamn slow. Oh my God. Okay. Killer Mike won Rap Album of the Year. People were in a frenzy because Travis Scott, everybody thought he deserved it. I didn't think so. I listened to the album and I thought it was overrated. I think a lot of albums coming out for hip hop are kind of mid. They are kind of overrated, and they're pop rock, and they're not very good, and people are gassing them up, and they really shouldn't be. That's my take. That's not really that controversial. I'm just kind of saying the quiet part out loud. What the fuck is going on with hip-hop? Jesus H. Christ. I'm tired. I'm going to get some sleep before the Super Bowl. I will see you tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, 24's Podcast.